بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned 9 aspects that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed us to abide by, a few commands and prohibitions, and amongst them that a person should not ascribe any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person should be respectful, obedient to his parents, a person should not usurp the wealth of the orphan, likewise any other person who is under his guardianship. And these aspects were mentioned. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now gives us a very simple and easy method to bring these aspects into a person's life, to make amal upon all of these teachings, so that a person's life comes in line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from him. And this very simple and easy method is for a person to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the best way, in fact this is the only way, for a person to bring the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into his life. So Allah instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to say, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, that verily this is my path, which is a straight path, so follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبُلُ, and do not follow any other path, any other way. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ, because it will cause you to stray from his path, from the path of Allah. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentions that on one occasion, خَطَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَطَّا, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drew a line, perhaps in the sand, and thereafter he drew lines towards the right and the left of this, and he then explained that this line that I had drawn initially, this is the path of righteousness, this is the path chosen by Allah, this is the deen that I have brought, and all of these other lines that are diverging, these are the different pathways, the different options that a person will have available to him, that he will be able to practice on in his life. And each pathway, each method has a shaitan waiting to invite towards it. Therefore, ensure that you do not get deceived by the shaitan and continue upon the straight path so that you can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ, Allah says, He has advised you, He has instructed you to do this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may be conscious of Allah, you may develop the sense of taqwa. ثُمَّ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ تَمَامًا عَلَى الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ وَتَفْصِيلًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. After mentioning all of this, Allah says, these mushrikeen, they would institute practices from their own side, they did not have any divine guidance, but true guidance is found in the divine books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, we had given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam his scripture, tamaman ala alladhi ahsan, in order to complete our favor upon those who were righteous. In other words, when a person is righteous, he does good deeds, he is sincere, then to complete Allah's favor upon him, Allah sends down a scripture with divine guidance. In the same way, Allah sent the Quran to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The book of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the completion of Allah's favor. وَتَفْصِيلًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, it contained an explanation, a detailed explanation of everything that they required. وَهُدًا, it was a guide. وَرَحْمَةً, it was a means of mercy. لَعَلَّهُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ, Allah says the purpose of sending these scriptures is so that they may believe that one day they will meet their Rabb. A person, as the Nabi leaves this world, or many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam would come, and people would then practice upon what they had taught, and as time would go, these people would then move away from the teachings of the Anbiya, and they would forget that they have to meet Allah, they would forget life after death. So Allah would send another Nabi and a scripture and new teachings, a reminder, so that they once again get yaqeen and conviction that they will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this book of Musa, Allah says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ, now look at the book that you have. This is a book which we have sent down, أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ, this is full of blessings. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, so follow it. وَاتَّقُوا, be conscious of Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you may be shown mercy also. Just as the people of Musa alayhi salam held on to his book, and if they left this world in that condition in his time, they would be regarded as believers. You also, O Quraysh of Makkah, leave aside all your baseless beliefs and practices. Follow this book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down. Very quickly, 2 objections that the mushrikeen of Makkah would have made. One is that they would always say that divine books were sent to the nations before us, especially the Jews and Christians. We didn't get any divine guidance. So Allah says, we sent the Quran so that you don't make this objection. أَنْتَقُولُوا إِنَّمَا أُنزِلَ الْكِتَابُ عَلَىٰ طَائِفَتَيْنِ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. Why did we give Nabi alayhi salam this kitab? Why did we send it to you, the Arabs? So that you do not say that, listen, scripture was only sent to the two main groups before us, the Jews and Christians. وَإِنْ كُنَّا عَنْ دِرَاسَتِهِمْ لَغَافِلِينَ. And we are unaware of what they had studied. We cannot follow those books. It was well before our time. Therefore, we are excused in not obeying Allah. So this is why we sent the Quran to you. And the second objection they would make is that we are staunch upon our deen, our practices. If Allah sent a divine book to us, we would have displayed even more sincerity, more guidance, and more steadfastness than the Jews and Christians also. So Allah says, أَوْ تَقُولُ لَوْ أَنَّا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْكِتَابُ لَكُنَّا أَهْدَى مِنْهُمْ. You would have made this objection that had a book been revealed to us, we would have been more rightly guided, more steadfast than them. So here is the book now. فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ. A clear proof has come to you from your Rabb, a guidance, a means of mercy. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَصَدَفَ عَنْهَا. Allah says, you wanted this kitab, you wanted the scripture, now we have given it to you. Who can be more oppressive than one who rejects the verses of Allah and turns away from it? سَنَجْزِي الَّذِينَ يَصْدِفُونَ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْدِفُونَ. Allah says, soon we will recompense, we will punish those who turned away from our verses with the worst of punishments on account of their turning away, on account of their shunning the Qur'an. So the Qur'an has been given to us. This is the culmination of all the scriptures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And verse after verse, Allah mentions the guidance, the mercy. Alama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahullah has mentioned, the Qur'an is a cure for every sick person. It is a means of hope for every depressed person. It is a means of guidance for everyone seeking guidance. It is a means of solace and comfort for those who are in depression and in sorrow. Every solution is found in the Kitab of Allah. It is for us to turn back to the Quran, once again connect to the Quran, and then we will take derive the promised benefits from it. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.